Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. How you doing? Praise the Lord. All right. Sit right there. You sit there. Well, Father, we come tonight once again. We come in before you with the thanksgiving which you've done before us. And we have the same understanding. Still God. None beside you. We want to thank you for everything, and tonight we get on this radio station. I want to edify you and glorify you and thank you. And Father, we got the two that we just believe, we love God, and we thank God, and all things work together. And all things work together. Tonight's the night that we just say we have with us 252. Yay!
Praise God.
Amen. And we got Kevin also.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I want to do is I want to let our guest who's going to speak tonight, I want to give her a few words on air so that somebody will know she's on air.
That's right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Go on, say what you got to. Hello there. Amen.
Praise the Lord. There's power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
To break every chain. Hallelujah. To break every chain. And we thank the Lord. Because it's about him and his power. And we thank him for his salvation. And we thank him for his healing and his deliverance.
Amen.
We serve a God that's able to heal us, that's able to deliver us from any situation that we're in, from every illness and every sickness. He's able to heal us. He's able to deliver us. He's able to set us free tonight. So we just thank God for being here. We thank God for all that are listening, and we are expecting God to move tonight, and we're expecting to see his power and his glory come in to take care of every situation and circumstance that we are dealing with tonight.
Amen.
Everything that needs to be healed can be healed tonight. Everybody that needs deliverance can be delivered tonight. You can be free right now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to let 5252 kind of someone say some words to us. And it's a woman on woman. No, it's a man. It's a gospel on gospel. And we're going to go from there. Go ahead, 5252.
Well, good evening, everyone. We're so thankful to be here again tonight, Father God. We're so thankful we're here to be able to talk to other people about you, you and your word, Father God. Because we know that everything you do for us is so amazing that no one can do the things that and have the power that you have, Father God. We are so thankful. We are so thankful that you love us so much. So much that you want to do all these things for us. You're a God of good things. A God of good things. And we thank you. We praise your holy name. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' name. We just come together tonight for a beautiful, beautiful night just to share your word and get to hear this beautiful speaker out of New Jersey. Come all the way down to Texas to be with us. We're so happy that she's here. And we're so thankful for Brother Willie and Brother Kevin and everyone that's here. Because you know what? We know that we were all meant. In Acts 17, it says, I already know the times and places that I have for you. And we know that tonight is a place that we were all meant to be together tonight. It was already pre-planned. And we're so thankful. Because you know what? We all can get together and share your word together. And hopefully we can reach all of you out there. And we hope that we things are put on your heart tonight and to receive. We're just praying right now for the angels to be deployed around you and to protect you and that the hearts are softened in the air right now across the world right now listening that you can just receive what we have for you tonight. We're so thankful. We're so thankful. Mm-hmm. Oh, thankful.
Thank you. Mm. Thank you.
We have Kevin here. Kevin, what would you like to say?
You need a word? There's a word coming tonight. All the way from New Jersey. We're excited about the Word of God. We're excited about what God is doing for us today, what He has done for us today. And you should be excited also. You that's on the radio today, we implore you today to Give God a thanks. Just think about how worse you could have been today. You may have been through the worst time that you probably thought you could ever be in, but guess what? Someone is going through the same or even that worse thing than that because they had lost a loved one. They had an argument this morning and wasn't able to repent of it. Somebody's having a wreck right now. Somebody is saying to somebody, I'll see you later and never be able to see them again. This is important. These are lifestyle situations that we're going through. As the Bible has said, it's an appointed time for man wants to die, and afterwards the judgment. Don't let your time be in a situation of sorrow. The Bible talks about it, says, in all things give thanks, from the good to the bad, in all things give thanks. This is what you want to do today. You can do that right now. You can give thanks to Jesus because guess what? You are yet alive. You're able to hear today. So that's what it's all about. Jesus, the Word of God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And so that we're going to have the lady, I've got to introduce her. I want her voice to be saved. And what God has put on her to tell us tonight, it's going to be a great input. One of the things I will say tonight to us is this. The Lord is on his way back. He's on his way back. It behooves us who love the Lord to serve the Lord in fear. And the fear we have is a reverent fear. We don't fear this because we know him. Now, if you don't know him, you fear him with an unreverence. The reverence we have for God brings us to a point where God can catapult us to the next level. And that's what God wants to do with us and keep us.
Amen.
And I say to those who listen, one thing I have discovered in serving the Lord, the more you serve God, the more God wants you to be obedient. And one thing I found, there was a holy conversation that you can have with the Father through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, if you got anything, he said, come boldly. Come boldly. And we come boldly before the throne of God and we say, Abba, our God, my God, Yeshua HaMashiach. We come to you in the name of Jesus Christ and we ask you to can we talk to you, Father? Yeah. Well, Father, you know, we got some issues. We got some missions in America. We got some missions everywhere. But we know that you go. He said, you say you got them, okay. Well, Lord, we want to love you. We want to love your presence. We want to love your presence. We want to obey your presence. We want to just be, hallelujah. We want to thank you for what you've done for us, to us. And Lord, we just say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Because you have brought us in this place. Not us, but you brought us. And for this time, for such a time as this, for such a time as this, God is still here. And we want to thank you, Father. And moreover, I just want to ask caught up in the Spirit. Sister Thompson, you got that thing that, now you're from Georgia, from New Jersey. And you all the way down. Let me tell you something. Come down here with some cow boots on. I said, you must come. She said, I come to ride them there. So I'm telling all of you demons, you're going to be written down tonight. You need to move on.
Woo!
Hallelujah. And so, you know, one of the things I say, I'm going to let Kevin and Fitzdew take over, but I will say this to everybody listening, wherever you are around the world, if you're in Afghanistan, if you're in England, wherever you are, if you're in Japan, if you're in Mosul, wherever you are, we're right here. Around the world. And you know the goodness of it all? Our God is an awesome God. And without him, you know, last night, 52, I went home and I got myself all set up and squared. I sat there for 2 hours, 2 o'clock, put my shawl on and just meditated and thanked the Lord for everything he's done for me. But as I was telling you, there was a policeman that got a big wreck 5 years ago, and he had him on the set last night. He said, this is what can happen. His body was broken bad, disfigured. They said he would never live, never walk. He said, but I kept the faith and the word of God. And that's where it's at.
Right.
I don't care how much money you had, whatever. If you don't know God's son, ain't getting in the, and I call it the dining room. You ain't getting in the dining room.
That's right.
Yeah. No, he said, come sit at my table. See, one thing is I was studying the Bible, I was reading. Now, I don't want to get talked about, but I love you. I love you, Lord. But you know what? 52-52, you're a mighty woman of God. That's what I call you. I tell everybody, they say, who is 52-52? I say, she's better than Hank with the ball, baseball. I said, 52-52, I said, she don't swing, she kicks.
That's right. She ain't got no time for swing. I got to kick you with full force.
Amen. All right, she go right ahead.
All right. Well, it's 52-52 Ministries, but my real name is Sammy, so you guys can call me Sammy. Or you know what? A lot of people, all the homeless people on the street say, there's 52-52. Maybe they said it, and we'll find that out tomorrow night. You know what's really great is we're going out tomorrow night. We're going to be down at Loaves and Fishes tomorrow night at 5 o'clock, and Brother Kevin's going to come out with us. And
praise God.
We're going to serve at 5. We get there at 3. So if you want to volunteer, you can come at 3. But if you want to volunteer, you still need to go to my website and fill out a volunteer application, because we like to make sure that anyone who's out serving the Lord and trying to help other people or really have their heart into it, because we want anyone that wants to help, but we want to screen them and make sure that they know what to do and how to do it, and make sure that they haven't ever been there before, that we can take care of them, because some people don't know how to serve right. You know, and the homeless population is sometimes a little difficult, and sometimes it's not, but it doesn't matter. You know, we all love it and embrace it just like it is. We love it just like it is. But sometimes it's intimidating to people that don't really know. But, you know, give us a call, our phone number. Everything is on the website, 5252ministries.org. But the beauty of it all is that we meet beautiful people, and they want to come join us and see what we do, because we want you to go out and do the same thing in your own neighborhood. Or you come out with us, it doesn't matter, but we want you to go out there, because there's an army rising up, and the more we get out there on our feet, out in the street, we're going to make a difference. Go out there to the places that nobody else wants to go, because you know what? There's only one God with no walls, and we need to get out there and march and remember that, because where we go, we are the church. It's not a building. We are the church.
Amen.
So when we go out there, we got to be the church. You know, we are the church, you know. So I'm excited that Brother Kevin's going to come with us, and we're going to go, you know, hang out down there and love on the homeless and tell about Jesus, and we'll go out and we're going to get some food for the body, but we're mostly going to give them spiritual food. And I promise you, if you ever come out with us, you know, and see what the homeless, you know what, you think you're going to be a blessing, they're going to
mm-hmm.
bless you. You're going to be so blessed beyond measure. You're going to be wanting more of it, you know. And so that's what we do. That's, you know, on Thursday night and Saturday night, we're out in the streets all the time, and we have some other places in the daytime we do. So give us a shout on the website, and we'll get back with you and everything. But, you know, it's really great to find people that love the streets. Not everybody loves the streets. Really, it's a passion. It's a calling. It's a calling from God to be able to go out there. And we're evangelists. And what that means is we like to go out in the streets, and we like to get out there in the very front lines where most people don't like to go. But the reason on Thursday night we go out so late is because most of the missions make everybody be in there by 8:30 at night. Well, we meet at 8, we start on the street at 8:30. That means that whoever's left on the street does not have a place to go. They are sleeping on that cardboard. They're sleeping out there under the stars.
Right.
You know, so they really, really, really have, you know, some of them don't want to go to missions. Some people don't want to because they don't want to give up their drinking or their drugging or whatever it is they do. But you know what? Jesus loves all of us where we are. So we need to all love them where they are. So we go out there and we show Jesus, you know, and we just get to tell them how much Jesus loves them. It doesn't matter what's going on in their life, but how Jesus can change that and how they can be reborn and have a new life and look forward and not to worry about anything behind them, because it is behind them, you know. So we're going to leave it behind, and we're going to show them how to walk forward, because we have been blessed with mercy and grace to be able to do that in our lives. Not that we're not still sinners and we still have to repent every day, but at least God has showed us a way out. Because we've listened. We have listened. And we want to show you and teach you how to listen and hear that voice that only He can give you. Beautiful stuff. Sometimes we get confused, but we want to show you how not to be confused, you know? You know, just to pray and just ask for confirmation and say, God, show me again. And sometimes confirmation comes from people walking down the street that you never knew. Or it could be somebody you know. But sometimes
mm-hmm.
the best confirmation is from somebody that's a stranger. You know, you pray, God, show me this and that, and then a stranger walks up. Maybe it's near Kevin. We walk up and we say, hey, you know, what's going on in your life? How can we talk to you? You know, sometimes just to talk to someone or be kind. Try to be kind to them is all they need. Then that leads into the real reason why we're there, and that's Jesus. What do you think about all that, Kevin?
Amen.
I'm in agreement with everything that Sammy says, because it's so important that you on the radio that's going through something, for you to understand that you can call on the Lord 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, 60 seconds in a minute. You can call on the Lord. That's the kind of God that we serve. We don't want to get you confused to think that our God is a timely God that works according to an 8-to-5 schedule. And after 5 o'clock, you don't have anything to do with you until 8 o'clock the next morning. We serve a true and living God that's sitting on the right hand of the Father, and his name is Jesus. The Bible talks about this great name named Jesus, that's giving a name that's giving above angels and above men, the name that's giving above everything that has been ever created. The name of Jesus is great, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. The name of Jesus is called the Word of God. When you start calling on the Lord, wherever you are, whatever kind of situation that you find yourself in, if you just start calling on the Lord, God will answer you, because he's looking at the heart. You know, a lot of people think, well, God ain't going to hear us in his prayer. Swear they lie.
That's right.
Because I was once a sinner reading the Bible, asking the Lord to help me to understand this word.
My God.
Yeah, it was wrong. He used to roll it up and smoke that. I was calling on the Lord. I was calling on the Lord in my sinful ways, asking the Lord to help me.
Right.
And God helped me. So, you know, you're not, nobody on this earth is escaped from sin, because
right.
After the first man Adam transgression, it all fell through every last one of us.
Right.
That's the reason why we want to help you, because God helped us and told us to go out and compel people to come, that my house may be full. And it didn't tell you about the brown, the white, the green, the colors of our racial skin upon this earth. He said that, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, sheep, them also, see the word them is so important for you to understand, you are a part of them. You can come into the heart of the Lord. You can come and be saved. You can come and live a holy life. You can come and live a sanctified life. You can come in here, hear the word of life and dwell with you, in you, and be in you and talk to you. It's all up to you. Nobody's forcing you, but we want to give you this word in a gladful state, so that you can understand that I don't have to keep my head down low. I don't have to get into a tree and wait until Jesus passed by and he may not come by. You can call on the Lord in the tree.
That's right.
You can call on the Lord under the subway, in the ditch. You can call on the Lord, because guess what? You're yet alive. God's grace and his mercy has allowed you another day.
Amen.
That's how it is.
Amen. And you know, one of the things that I noticed as Kevin was talking, he said there are others of this flock. And when you get to the book of Hebrews, and deep study, it speaks about it. The gospel was first preached unto Abraham. So that we look at Galatians 3, talking about being cursed, because he became a curse for us. But under what Abraham done, God preached the gospel. He took Abraham. He preached the gospel unto Abraham and all the heathen and those nations. And that's why they have the same right. Not so much about Jews, but see, the Jewish people are chosen people. They are chosen nation. But Jesus said there's one man, the Gentile and the Jew will all be one. But the more we come into the oneness of God, see, we're coming that time and day. And I say this, I know, for what I've experienced, as he was saying. See, but when I got caught of what I was doing, I let go of it early because I got scared. So you ever got scared?
Oh, sure.
I got so scared. I had so much I was doing. I had money here, money there, this, that, and other. And I said, woo, I better let go. But that other man said, no, you got some more to do. The enemy kept saying, you got more to do. And so when I come to know Jesus Christ and the fullness, and I constantly ask God every day of my life, I want to know you just like Jesus said to know you. I want to know you. The more I know you, the more I love you, the more I worship you, the more I praise you. I don't care if it was at City Hall when I was there. I was standing in the rotunda, and I would do the holy dance. praising God through that. And somebody says, "Oh, I'm getting happy, man." So that's what you have to let the world know.
Right.
Not because you got such a degree of da-da-da-da-da, nothing without that. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you ain't got nothing. And I love you, but I have to say it again. As it was said by 5252 Samuel, hallelujah, and the Allah, I say to you tonight, a right time is now. A wrong time is now. A no time is now. We put the N-O-W on that because God is a now God. He's not a tomorrow God. He's a now.
Amen.
He's a N-O now. So we got a lot to do, and I can tell you tonight, we've been fighting nothing but evil spirits in where we are in this area, Houston, in the part of Houston. There are so many evil spirits that are trying to flood in, but they can't catch us. They can't catch it. They're trying to block it. But God has put his angels.
Mm.
He has a war going on right
yes,
now
sir.
In our behalf.
Mm-hmm.
See, the devil knows. See, the devil knows. Well, my time, yeah, your time is up. But all we got to do is trust and believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't hate nobody. Don't dislike nobody. Love everybody and watch God. I'm telling you what I know. Watch God raise you up.
That's right. Woo. Amen.
From a little black man, little black boy that didn't have no shoes to put on. Had to sit in my pants. When I go to school, I had to patch my pants. I felt bad. But now I say to people, it ain't so much what I can wear, it's how I wear it.
That's right. Woo. Praise
See,
God. That's
I go
right.
to the, I go down to to the place where they got the clothes that I want to buy them. Folks said, "Man, that's a nice suit." I said, "It's $25 for you." Said, what?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how God makes it for us. He provides.
Amen.
He provides for us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. He does provide. You know what? I haven't worked since 2009 because I had cancer and I went through all those surgeries and sick and everything. And when I tried to get a job feeling better last year, God kept saying no.
No.
No. No, actually, it was in the summer of 2012, and I was going to go to work, and he kept saying, no.
No.
Well, God, I'm always, people usually always want me to work for them. I mean, everywhere I tried to get a job, I couldn't get one, and God said, no, get an assignment for me. So when he gives you an assignment, he'll totally take care of you. But, you know, it's great because everything I need is taken care of. I don't know, and somebody said, well, how do you make it? God.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you make it? God. Well, how do you do this next? God.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, God. God can do anything. And the way he does it and how, you know, like all of a sudden it's like, you know, things just happen around you. He knows what you need. You don't even have to tell him what you need. He already knows. But he wants you to ask and give thanksgiving to him and praise him for it. But, you know, I was going to tell you something else about prayer. And I tell this a lot to people that are not for sure how to pray. You know, a lot of people maybe were listening to me and like, you know what? I want to know Jesus. I don't know Jesus. Or maybe you know Jesus, but you still don't know how to pray. Let me tell you what. I tell people on the street, you know, because they'll say, well, how do you pray? And I'll pray for them and go, well, we don't know how to pray like you. That's okay. I don't know how to pray about like other people. But, you know, I can remember when I couldn't really pray at all. But what I did know how to say is something that Satan has and that hates, and that's the name Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So you just holler out, you don't know what else to say. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Because you know what? Jesus is light, and the darkness cannot stand light. So
Hallelujah.
God will have to flee when you say the name Jesus. Because he is light, and he's powerful. So you
All
say
right.
that name, say that name, just say
Hallelujah.
Jesus. And anything around you fly. You know, flee from you. You know, it says, you know what? You are 10,000 can fall on one side and 1,000 on the other. But, you know, nothing will touch you if you're with Jesus. You know what? Psalm 91 says that protection. I pray that every single day. My team prays that before we go on any enemy ground. And we declare it holy, holy ground before we put our feet there. Because we know when we get there, the angels have already been deployed. And they're already on the corners out there. They're going to take care of us when we get there. We ain't got to fear. We don't fear. We don't fear nothing. Because with Jesus, he's going to take care of the ones that are obedient. And so I'm telling you, if you just can get in the Word and find Jesus. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't like really doing this while I'm fixing to do, but I'm going to do this. You need prayer out there, and you don't know how to pray, or you kind of know how to pray, but you need somebody to pray for you, Get your pencil and here's a paper. Here's my number. I will pray for you. I pray for people all across America every day. It's 936-689-0139. If I don't answer because I'm either talking to somebody about Jesus or I'm praying with somebody, but I will call you back. You just call me. I will pray for you. Okay? Nobody gets their number out, but you know what? I will, because
me
I
too.
Will pray for you.
I'll
do it online. I don't care where it is. You can look up my Facebook, my website. My phone number is everywhere because I want to tell anybody I can that calls or whatever just about Jesus. You know, because the power of Jesus is unbelievable.
Amen.
So no matter where you are right now, you're thinking Jesus won't forgive you for what your sin is. Let me tell you something. He will take care of whatever it is. He won't remember. When you give your heart to the Lord, he won't remember what you did. He will remember from the day forward what you do. So you just got to know that there's nothing that he can't do for you. And I want to tell you something else. You know, sometimes when you get forgiveness from God and you go to God, sometimes the earthly people won't forgive you like that. But what you got to do is pray for them. Pray for your enemies, you know, because you can't change some people's mind, but God can. Let God work on them.
Amen.
Let God work on them. You don't try to be God. Let God be God. You just let him have them, and you keep going down the journey he has for you, because it don't matter. Because you'll just say, Lord, I don't know what to do. I give you them, Father. I love them, but they're not forgiving me. So I ask for forgiveness. And if you ask for forgiveness and they don't forgive you, you've done your part. Then let God take over. Try it. Do it that way. And if sometimes you can ask for forgiveness and somebody might harm you and you can't do it, write a letter. Or just pray to God about it. You know, you don't have to confront everything, because he doesn't want you to put yourself in harm's way of harm. So, you know, don't worry about it. But you give me a call. You want prayer? You give me a call.
Yeah.
I will pray with you. Our team will pray with you, because we love you.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
Jesus loves us first.
Amen.
Woo! We love us.
Well, we just want to thank God. The pastors came through your way, brother. So we want to thank God for him. Hello, Brother Paulo. God bless you. He's moving forward. Let's move on. See, one of the things that I say tonight is that what God has is now doing. When we obedient to God, it doesn't look like anything is happening. But the people going to come. It may not be on my watch, but it's on the watch.
That's right.
Because if we are watchmen, we watch everything. And no matter if this place gets so packed with people, and that's what I'm hoping and praying one day and believing God. I want to see the homeless come here.
Oh, we
want
to bring them here.
I want to see the homeless.
I want the bus. I'm going to pick them up and pay them.
Pick them up and say, tonight's still night.
That's right.
See?
We will do that.
See? And right here, let them know, I haven't been where you've been. I might not have sit on the same bridge.
Yeah.
I might not sit on the same tree, but I was there.
Sure.
When there was nothing to eat in our house. When I was hungry. Stomach rolling. Mm-hmm. Had to pray. I call it water. Have a water and a prayer that God will keep my body filled up. And I am an old country boy. And I tell people, I don't discount what I learned as a young man, because it taught me how to really walk with God.
Amen.
How to walk with God. When I didn't have, God made it available. And because my father was never there, I never knew my father.
Mm.
But when I met him, he called me a name. He called me by the name Butch. I said, that's the name of the dog. He said, oh, I know your name. He said, Hunter. I said, okay, well, say that then. Don't call me Butch, name of a dog. See, but because my father didn't know how to be a father to his son, and I asked God one day if he'd give me a son and a daughter. I got a son now. My height, 6'2", got his own business, a man doing. And what I said, son, daddy loves you so much, he want to see you get the best that God has for you. But it's on your account. It's not on mine. I brought you up to this point. Now, if you want to enter in, you got to open up the gate. And the gate is Jesus Christ. And he's serving Jesus Christ right now.
Yeah.
And got mad. And just 6 months ago, he got a guy with a grandson, a good-looking grandson, a blessed grandson, a holy grandson.
Amen.
And his name is Bryson. And I just see him. And when I saw him, I told my son, I said, going to let you know that life is pure. Life is sure. Watch your wife bring forth your seed. And he was right there when that baby was born. He said, Daddy, I know it's going to be like this. I told you. I told you. See, but that's how it is. When you get born again, all the stuff is just boom. God, Hasha, Hishande, God, just purge us with more of his. And so I know this much. I know there are going to be some days that I don't want to talk to nobody because I'm going to be before the Lord. I know there are going to be times I want to talk to people. I'm going to see them and not going to hear them. Because I want more of what God has to do in this hour. Because while we stand right now, we're on the verge, on the V-E-R-G, verge, I hope that's spelled right. We're on the verge. We're on the mountaintop. And the rocks are beginning to shake at the bottom. And you know when rocks shake at the bottom, it means the side, y'all, it's slipping away. And that's what's happening in America. We got, and I have to see it. There are the Republicans don't like each other, Democrats don't like each other. I said, what's wrong with the right arm and left arm? The dingbat. Now, y'all know what a dingbat is. A dingbat is going from hell, a dingbat. I know sometimes, but I have to let it be known because, see, when God has put on 52 ministers, Sammy, and they put on Kevin, God has given us the same heart, but different tasks.
Mm-hmm.
Same heart, love one another.
Mm-hmm.
But our tasks are different. But we can also, and so when we the other night we were just sitting around and we were thanking and praying, and the other night we had a round table.
Mm-hmm.
I sat there and I was saying, look at God. Look at God.
It was fabulous.
A round table. So I'm now negotiating what day and time that we can all come together. On the round table.
That's right.
Woo! Hallelujah. So listen up out there. It's coming.
That's right.
Amen.
It's coming. Oh, wow.
It's coming.
It's beautiful. You know, some of you guys think that no matter what you're going through, that, you know, you think, oh, God doesn't love me or whatever. You know, each and every one of us have an assignment, which I've said before many times. But I want to read something to you, which I know it by heart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to read it. But Jeremiah 29:11 is one of my favorite verses that I preach on. I can get going on this one pretty good. But, yes, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord.
What?
Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope. I said hope.
Hope.
It says hope in a future.
Yes.
Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Woo! Let me tell you something. You know what? Our God is a God of good things. He wants to show you hope. How many people listening out there think there's no hope because where you are that nobody's going to love you? He just said in his Bible, his instructions, that he wants to give you hope. He said he wants to give you hope in a future. He doesn't want your future to be bad. He wants it to be awesome and wonderful, and he wants you to love him. Do you know why we're here? God just didn't make all this world and make all of us because he could just do it and he had nothing else to do. He made it because he wants a family. He wants your love. He wants you to come to him. He's not going to come knock on your door, hey, I'm here. He wants you to come to him. But when you knock on that door and it's open, he will be there. You seek him, he will find him. He is there. But let me tell you something. He wants a future. He wants you to have a future, and he wants you to have a future with him. He wants things to go for you good on earth. But we all know, we're just passing through here. This isn't our permanent home. But he wants you to know that he has a future for you in his permanent home. That is in heaven. So we have eternity. So we need to get real and figure out that he loves you. And he's got a plan for you. And he's waiting. He's right there waiting for you. You want some of it, you've got to come and get it. And I'm telling you, he's ready to give it to you. But you've got to ask for it. And he is there.
Amen.
You know, I just want you guys all, everyone that's out there right now, I just want you to know that God has something to give you right now. But I want you to do me a favor. I want you to put your hands up in the air. I want you to look like a funnel. And I want you to look up in the sky. And I want you to say, God, I want to receive what you got for me. And just lean your head back and open up your mouth and let you pour all blessings inside your body into your spirit. Into your spirit right now. Just so Father, just give it to me now. I'm ready right now. Just I want to receive everything. Everything. All that you have. I said all. All means all. I want it all. I don't want just some of it. I want it all, Father God. So just give it to me, Father. Give it to me right now. I'm ready. Just give it to me. Father, I love you. Thank you, Father. Father, oh, thank you, my Father. I just receive. Be what you have. Father, thank you for you. Give me all that you have for me, of all the blessings and all the love, all the direction, all the hope and all the future, all the plans you have for me, Father. I want them all. I want them all, Father. All of them. Once you receive that, you are Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. And we just right now just say, anyone listening right now, call upon his name. Say, Father, save me. Save me, Father. Save me, Father. Save me, Father. Because I know I'm a sinner, and I know that you're my Savior. So forgive me and just save me and show me your way, Father. Just show me your way, Father God. Show me your way, Father God. And I'm here just to receive all the blessings you have for me, Father God. Just show me in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' mighty name. We all come together in agreement. We all say, Amen. We receive it. Woo! Yes,
we receive it.
Woo!
Mighty God. Mighty God.
Yeah,
And Father, we just in the prayer mode, we just pray for this very proper we're on right now. We pray that the fullness of your Holy Spirit will cause the sin upon this church and just consume like never before. It's in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, not only here, but everywhere in the Northeast. And Father, there are 6.2 million people that live in Houston. And Father, we're going to get every church that knows the Lord Jesus Christ to be filled, not with a shot, shot and miss, but a message of reality, a message to call on the name of God's Son, the one that can broker for us to heaven, the one that opened a door for us, the one that can show us. And Father, we just thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for not only here, but everywhere. Your name is being indicated. Father, we love you tonight. I love you. I don't know about me, but I love you. What you've done for me.
Yes,
you didn't have to do it, but you've done it for me. You've done it for me. You could have, but you've done it for me. And I love you for it. That's why I give all that I have to you. All that I have, I give it to you. All that I hope to be, I give it to you. All that I want to be, I give it to you. I don't look on myself as this. I look on myself as a man, a son of God. And as a son of the Most High God, I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I want to thank you, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Bless us and keep us. Call the fire, fall upon this whole property. Let the assuming fire. Fall upon it. And then, Father, I know there's a million much work to be done that you're getting us all acquainted for, but I ask you to give in the latter days what we need to do, Father. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finish of our faith.
Yes.
And, Father, we want to thank you most of all for you said to Jesus. You told Jesus, tell us, and we receive it. You said, Jesus, you said, and they began to argue about things. They argue about things. And Jesus said, holy, wait a minute, God. Let me tell you what. I'm going to give you a kingdom. And said, what? You're going to give me a kingdom? He said, just as my Father gave me a kingdom, I'm going to give you a kingdom so that you can sit at my table. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'll be able to sit at your table, and do what you have me to do. Hallelujah. And bring it all into one second,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's a mystery. We still understand it. You're going to give us the right, the envy and the be Bohashah. And Father, I just ask you once again that you would give us, as you gave it in the book of Mark, and said, go ye therefore into all the world and preach this gospel. Preach it, preach it. Teach it, teach it. Teach it. Heal, heal. Let them who believe, believe, believe. And those who don't believe, pray for them and keep moving. Hallelujah. And we want to thank you, Father, the day we now live in. It ain't because we long to this church, that church, this tobacco, but we want to love you.
Yeah.
I love you for my wife.
Yeah.
I love you for my son, for my daughter. I love you for all these around the table. I thank you for what you're doing for us tonight. It may not look like people have come up with it. The place is full of angels. I know it because you have sent them. You have sent them. We believe it and we receive it. Whatever it is we need, you're giving it because you say you put your angels around us. Hallelujah. And Psalm 120 says, I will look unto the hills for what comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who has made the heaven and the earth. And we on the earth, and we just praise you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Jesus
thank you.
Name.
Thank you, Father.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. No, it's no accident you guys are listening to this out there and we're together. And Acts 17, number 26 is, from one man be made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he determined the times set for them and the exact places where they should live. So you know what? We are all where we're supposed to be. God already figured it out before we were even born. So everywhere we are and wherever, right now, we are here.
Here,
where we're supposed to be. And you know what? You're there. And we're all together in one. Thank goodness for the media we can get across the world, because we are all one under God. One God, no walls is where we are. It doesn't matter. We don't have to be in no church. We can be in our living room in our pajamas, and God's going to come to you. It don't matter. You can be swimming in a swimming pool. It don't matter where you are. He's going to come. He's there. Woo, he's there.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know tonight's been a good night, and we just thank God. I know a lot of people listen. I know them. See, and I know this much. The God we serve is a jealous God. He's a jealous God. He's jealous. Why is he jealous? Because what he's been put in us, he don't want nobody else to enjoy.
That's right.
But, see, the closer we get to the Father, the more we get to the Father. And you know what else I say while we got the people on listening to us tonight, Sammy and Kevin and Sammy. And God brought it to my close attention. Have you ever wondered how that I put myself around flesh and was born in a woman, but the blood was not of her blood, it was from hell? I said, Lord, he said, that's another mystery.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but you're going to understand it, because the more you look into it, how God wrapped himself around flesh,
mm-hmm.
clay, it was called clay, because Adam was of, you just read, Adam was of clay, and God sent his son, and he walked. This is so, it's so lovely to know what you know about what God is doing. See, when God put himself, see, we're nothing but clay. Nothing but clay. And I looked at the skeleton. I picked the skeleton with all the bones. I said, God put flesh around that. He said, let there be, and there was. And when God speaks, it has to happen.
Ooh, it happens.
It has to happen. It has to happen. And God ain't put us out on our own. God has put us where we're supposed to be. I think what you just read, because my spirit was just in tune.
Ooh.
Kevin, I know God got some on you. You got something you want to say.
I'm just excited about being here and just looking forward to the word.
Absolutely. I'm
hungry.
Amen. Well, I'm hungry. You see, I got a big old around my neck. I'm just waiting to see the table. Amen. Yes, Sammy, what you got?
Well, in Galatians 6:9, I love it. It says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. You know, sometimes we do good and we try to do stuff and we give up. Sometimes we just keep holding a little bit longer. God's going to show up in the nick of time. It's all in God's time anyway. But let me tell you what, I know I have been there before. So if you're out there listening and you've got your life with the Lord and you think you're doing good and just things aren't really happening the way it's supposed to, just hold on and hold on. Just hold on. If things aren't happening, go to God and say, God, is there something in me that's holding me back from receiving what you have? But, you know, just keep holding on. Don't give up. There's always hope in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hmm.
And you know, one thing I will say that I always say to people, that don't trust him with a hunter. Trust him what God can do through Willie Hunter.
That's right.
And that's what I want you to believe.
Hmm.
See, because the old Willie Hunter is dead and gone, but the new Willie Hunter has a life and understanding what God is doing. And I say this much to everybody that's listening to us. Tonight has been a blessed night. Tonight is a blessed night. See, because we know that from a moment of twinkling of an eye, we shall be caught up with the Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
Caught up with the Lord.
That's right.
We keep impounding on you. If you don't know Jesus Christ, if you don't know him, well, somebody says, it's necessary. Somebody's in the hospital right now, needs a touch from somebody who got full of it, the Holy Ghost. Somebody right now on the drugs out there. Some woman is becoming a prostitute. Some man is becoming a homosexual. Someone becoming a lesbian. But what we got to do is take the anointing and take it to them.
Amen.
Take it to them. I don't call it go hunting. We got to go out there praying. Not P-R-E-Y, but P-R-A-Y-N-G. And I always said, Sammy, when I went to the to the streets, was a younger man, I'd always tell folks one thing. Fast and pray for one whole day. Separate yourself. Because when you meet the devil, you're going to know the devil. You go, and there's some people met him out there. They, I said, but you got to, I like what you say, you got people to come, get registered in so they know what they got to do. Because if you're not in charge, who's in charge?
Mm-hmm.
God has you in charge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm responsible.
Thank you.
I'm responsible.
It's on yours.
I tell people sometimes they can't do this or that, and they think, well, I said, let me tell you what. I'm one that God put in charge here of this right here. We have to do it God's way, not your way. So if you do it the wrong way and I allow it, he's not going to come after you.
No,
he'll come after
me.
So I've got to make sure. So sometimes I do stuff people don't understand. But you know what? God has, I have a line to God, and he tells me when to go because I don't ask nothing, and I don't do anything until I ask him. So he tells me to do this, I do that. He tells me to do this, I do that. I don't go do it and go, oh, is that okay, Dad? No, I ask first. So if he tells me that they're supposed to pray this way, be this way, we got to do it that way.
Amen.
Woo!
And you know what? One of the final things that I know, the more we depend on what God has, is doing, the more God can, will do. Now, here we're talking about getting some more people up in all of the northern part on this KESKB radio station. See, it's an acronym for knowing, acquire, scripture, knowledge. And the more you know the scriptures, you'd be saying, well, how Sammy is able to quote this scripture? Because she has had it downloaded in a much prayer time, in much praying and fasting. And the more you get God's word in you, the more you know this, it reverberates, it reverberates, and keep us intact what God is doing. And I know this much. And my daughter told me today she come went to go someplace. She said, Dad, you're not no 60. Ain't you 70 years old? I said, shut your mouth up. I'm just 68, turning 69. Oh, that's what it's all about. I said, but age has nothing to do with it. Because I feel like I'm a 24-year-old man.
Oh, me too.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I always have it. My inside.
God bless you. Shalom. And see, what we have to understand, what God is doing in us and through us, it's not what we want. When you get, see, I told somebody, I said, because one time when I was on the radio station, and I'll just be honest with God, I said, Lord, I said, I've been on this radio station for a whole year. Whole year, Lord. I said, no, I don't know nobody. I done preached, I done talked, and got hoarse. I said, and the Lord said, nothing. All of a sudden, I'm saying, well, Lord, I'm just going to, I'm going to after this, I'm going to ring it out. I put the phone down, sitting at home. All of a sudden, the phone rang. I said, well, what is this? The lady said, I said, lady, I don't know you. And you don't know me. I said, but God has, I done asked God to send me some people to help me. And she said, sir, I don't know you and you don't know me. I just got a prayer saying to God, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. That's the reason why we're on this radio station. And I met her, Dolores. Come to find out, we went to school together.
Something in it? Wow.
I had to, some of the people I helped out getting their thesis and all together, people said, no, if you don't tell them, you show them. And it's up to them what they want to put in, what they got to do. Because when you're working on a doctor, doctoring ain't easy.
Mm-hmm.
But you get that understanding. And I always tell them, let go and let God. Let go and let God. Let go and let God. Not so much that, but it's understanding the knowledge. See, when Paul wrote to that church in Colossians, he told them, he said, that you might be more obtainable of the knowledge and understanding what God would have you to do. And that's what it is. That's what Willie Hunter's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, well, you got $1 trillion. I'm going to try to give half of it away. I will.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more you're going to see now, I'm not going to get somebody one to say, well, I need this and I need. No, you do need Jesus.
That's
see,
right.
That's what you need. See, I was just praying today. I said, Lord, we got a lot of people in prison. And the Lord said, they can come out if they would obey. And I said, well, for some murderers, will they still come out? They can come out. I said, wow, Lord. He said, all they got to do is accept my son, Jesus Christ.
That's right.
He said, didn't you read about what Paul, they were in prison, but they prayed, and the whole building shook? He said, and Rhoda came and said, and Paul said, it is not. She said, oh, no, it ain't Paul. She went back and told everybody. She said, Paul says that. I don't see it. But that's how God works.
Oh, gosh.
Peter.
Sir?
Peter.
Peter. Peter. Peter.
Amen, amen.
He said, Peter, Peter, Peter. Why?
Peter was at the door.
Amen.
At the door.
Hallelujah. At the door. At the door. And Rhonda couldn't believe it.
That's right. She couldn't believe it.
Couldn't she? Oh, no. Peter. Peter's in jail. See, and we got
Peter,
people.
Look, it's Peter.
See, we got people today that don't believe that we believe. But you know what? This church, the pastor's come through. He's smiling. He knows something's going to happen. He don't know what it is. But he knows something's going to happen. He know. He know me. He know us. Something is already happening because we got to start taking possession. See, I always say it, and I look at it from the standpoint as a football player. If you block for me, I'll score the touchdown. How you going to be fast those linemen? No, that's the way. It's how fast you run, how you move. You got to be quick on your feet, and you move. Sometimes I don't get by, but once I get 5 yards, 3 yards, 4 yards. And that's what life is all about. The more we press in toward what God wants, the goal line is the finish line. When we finish, we finish. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When we finish, so we might not only get to the 25 yards, but we're gonna get there. And that's what it's all about.
Amen.
Amen. So amen. So I know this much that we have about 5 minutes on this particular part. We're going to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ being preached. And so let's get our hearts ready. Sam, we just take over?
Sure. We just want to just all come together. We have some really wonderful word coming up here, so don't none of you guys go away. But I just want you guys to know that I'm here, and we're just feeling spirit. And I'm going to tell you what, the Holy Spirit is so welcome here. It is so awesome. And I can feel some fire on my back of my neck, and I know for a fact that he's here, that he is just working. He's going to work through each and every one of us, each and every one of us tonight. So we're here for you. We're going to pray for you. We're going to tell you how much the Lord loves you. And I tell you what, wherever you are right now, if you don't know what to do, get down on your knees and say, Father, save me. Just save me, Father. Show me your way. I know your son died on that cross for me, that he rose in 3 days, and only you, Father, could have done such a thing for me. Father God, we know that the only way to you is through Jesus, and we all need Jesus, because we'll never know you if we don't know Jesus. So if somebody tells you you don't need to know Jesus, you know God, you need to sit down and show them differently, because if without Jesus, we will not get to our Father. You need Jesus, and you need a spirit man in you to help you and guide you every single day, every moment. You need to ask him for everything you do, because he will guide you and show you the way. But if you try to do it yourself, it's not going to happen the way it's supposed to, and it's going to be bad. So I just tell you guys right now, whoever's listening out there, get out and read your Bible. You don't know what to do? Read your Bible. You don't know what to do? Read your Bible. You still know what to do? Just read your Bible some more, because God will be around you. He will show you. And you just ask him to come in your life. And ask for forgiveness every day. We're sinners. We are sinners. But I'm going to tell you something. God took me from my pit. I have a pit just like everybody does in their life. But when he showed me what he could do for me, now he could take me out of that and show me his way, which is the best way ever. My life has never been the same. I don't want to look back. I just want to go charging forward, and I want more and more and more of him, because every time I get some of him, I want some more, because whatever I get from him is always good. How many times you guys out there have seen people, you go, wow, look at them. They're glowing. They're happy. Everything's going great in their life. And you always say, man, I want some of what they got. Well, let me just tell you, you can have what they got. Mm-hmm. You just got to ask for it. And you know what? It costs you nothing. It costs you nothing. Zero. It costs nothing. We're all rich man, poor man. It don't matter. You can have it for free. You just got to have it for the asking. For the asking. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, thank you. We thank you. We thank you for loving us. For showing us your way, Father God. We just thank you. We just feel you're a mighty God. A mighty God. You're our healer, our Savior. You can heal us from anything. From any disease or any wrong thinking, porn, bad things in your life that are going on. He can take you out of those pits and show you his way. He's the ultimate healer of all. It doesn't matter if it's healing of your finances, your health. It doesn't matter. He can heal anything. He can bring the dead back to life. He can show you things that you will never in your imagination ever think of. He can take you to places that you even didn't think you could ever get to, things that you would not even think of. He can show you and bless you and just let you know that he's God and bigger than anything you're going through in your life. Ooh, he can take you. Kevin, what do you have to say about all this?
You know, this is so important that you take heed to what Sammy was saying, you know, because the characteristics of God is that God is a God that can do anything. Anything that you can possibly think of, he already thought it before you thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of situation that you find yourself in, he already knew that you were going to find yourself in before you even done it.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of birth that you may have deformed or whatever, messed up, God is the creator of life. He's the giver of life. He's the way. We, you know, you hear all this here about boasting of God, and he's worthy of it. He is so worthy of it. The reason why is because he's the one that gives us life. That, well, we don't wake up ourselves in the morning time. You can tell that to somebody at the 6 o'clock this morning that didn't get up. There wasn't nothing wrong with them. He doesn't wake us up every morning. He does that for us. God is the one that wakes us up every morning. He's the one that tells our heart is continuing to beat. He's the one that rings our voice and says, calls our name saying, it's another day, get up. And as Sammy was saying, you know, she gave her your phone. Use that phone number. Use the phone number that if you find yourself in a situation where you're distraught, sad, brokenhearted, in the valley of decisions, if you find yourself late at the midnight hour crying out and don't know the reason why, you can call someone. You can call on someone. If you can't remember Sammy's number, you can call on Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
You know, he's there all the time. And when you call on Jesus, you will not get a recording saying, please wait to the next available representative. You'll never hear that. You'll never hear of the elevator music before you get to the next a recorder. You'll never hear, please press 1 for English, please press 2 for Spanish. You won't get those kind of messages when you call on God. When you call on God in your heart, he's there. He said, before you answer, like he told Jeremiah, before you answer, I will answer you. God is a God. There is a bomb in Gilead. Jesus is that bomb. He's a great healer. Any kind of pain that you've had, any kind of scars that remind you of that old wound that you've helped to see in your life, God is the one that can heal that. The scar may be there, but you can still be healed from that pain, that torment. You know, we're here to lift up to God. You know, we don't give the devil no due. We're here to lift up Jesus and to glorify Jesus and to let you know that our choice can be your choice.
You,
we choose Jesus.
Amen.
Period. Going back is never an option when you choose Jesus, because
right,
you understand that Jesus is the one that brought me out. Jesus is the one that brought us out sitting here in this building right now. It's all about the workings of God. It's all, this church is founded on the word of God.
Amen.
Though any members that may not come here tonight, that's all right. But we are still here to lift up Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's all right because, you know, we represent the ambassador, as an ambassador of Jesus Christ. We're the mouthpiece of God through you, Holy Ghost God,
Amen,
that worketh in us. that gives us the words to speak. It's not us that's speaking. We don't deserve no glory here. We're not allocating ourselves.
No.
We're not lifting up ourselves. What we're doing, we're lifting up the name of Jesus.
That's right.
We're telling everybody that Jesus is the way. And the last thing that I want to say is this here. You don't know how much time that you have.
Right.
You just don't. You can be planning for tomorrow and never make 10 o'clock. That's the reason why it's so imperative that you give your life to Christ, because you just don't know. Think about this here. Thousands of people in this whole world, South Africa, Asia, Australia, Germany, France, the Netherlands, Japan, New York City, Houston, Mexico City, Panama, all of these people, Hawaii, Los Angeles, Seattle, all of these people, there is somebody dying every second of the day. Every second. Hundreds of people die within minutes. They don't have to be in an earthquake. They don't have to be in a car wreck. They don't have to get shot. They don't have to get stabbed. They don't have to go through a drive-by. But the Bible is right. It says it's an appointed time. And that appointed time is for everyone that comes into this world that breathes the breath of life, and their time is running backwards. You're running out of time. We're all running out of time. I'm running out of time, but while I have this time, I want to tell you to give your life to Jesus. No matter what, no matter what you're doing right now, you could just finish doing a Billy Blunt. You could just be finished hitting that 40. You could just be finished hitting that shot of Jack Daniels or that Remy Morgan. You can just be finished shoving that pipe down your throat, snorting that stuff off that table. No matter what, you can give your life to Christ right now, because God is the right now kind of God.
Woo,
he can straighten you up right now at this time. This is the reason why it's so important that you understand that what we're giving you is the truth.
Amen.
We ain't trying to hide nothing from you. We're not trying to cover you up just to get you into the church and dress you out into a dress and not do up. No, you ain't got time for that. You may not even get to the church, but right there where you are, you can get saved. And that's more important than trying to get to the church saying that I'm going to wait till Sunday and I'm going to give a life to Christ. Sunday may not even get here. And it's not going to get here for some of y'all. It may not even get here for me. But one thing the Bible tells us that you got to be ready. God bless you.
Woo! Yeah, I tell you what, you do have to get. That was good words, Kevin. You got to be ready, because you never know. This is your last breath right now. You know, I don't know if you guys seen that movie, God's Not Dead. But let me tell you what, if y'all seen that, the very last minute of that show is so powerful, so powerful, because on his last breath, he accepted Jesus. You know, he doesn't say you have to accept me now. And he didn't say when you're a little boy and when you get grown up, I'll take you. He will take you any time that you repent to him.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't say you have to do all these things before he accepts you, because you know what? We're a work in progress. We learn every day. If God said, I'll only take you when you learn all the Bible, guess what? I got to start studying some more. Because every time I read that Bible, I get something else.
That's right.
You know, so he brings it. He doesn't want, you're not ever going to learn all the Bible. It don't matter if you've been a theologian for 40 years or 50 years. You're never going to know it all. You're going to know a lot of it. But you know what? You can read the same thing over and over and get something different every time. But I'm telling you that you just lean on Jesus. Because wherever you are, he knows where you are. When you read that verse that he has for you, you're going to see what he wants you to do. You're going to see it. The word is so powerful. It comes to you. It comes to you so, so fast and so hard and so big, if you had a willing heart to receive. All about your heart.
Thank you.
All about your heart. Are you ready? Because there's only a choice you can make. It's either heaven or hell. That's your choices in life. You know, and if it's hell, this is the best it's going to get. But if it's heaven, this is the worst it's ever going to be. And glory be.
Hallelujah.
And we're having a good life here. Just think how it's going to be in heaven.
Yes.
So I'm telling you, if you don't know, I hope that made your decision. Because it's heaven or hell. It's heaven or hell. It's hell or heaven. What do you want? You want eternal life? It's wonderful. Or you want to go to hell? Hell. It burns forever. Sins and things going on all around you. It's hell. It's not going to be nothing good about it. Not even for a minute. It's continual hell. Hell is hell. It's awful. But heaven is heaven. It's glorious. It's glorious.
Thank you.
Forever glorious. Oh, forever glorious. You know, and you know what? You just got to just come to him. You don't have to be a scholar. Gosh, I have a high school education. You know, I did some trade schools and stuff, but I don't have a college degree. I didn't have time because, you know, I was raised poor. I've been working since I was a kid. Do you know what? God doesn't care if I have a degree in a school of Harvard. I have a degree in Jesus. And let me tell you something. I'm ordained minister. I'm also ordained under God before I even got the certificate. I didn't need it because God ordained me. He will ordain all of us. He wants all of us to be his warriors. We're all ordained.
Hallelujah.
We're all ordained. You know, just call on him. We're all ordained.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Father. Okay. Yeah. So I tell you what, we got a beautiful guest tonight. I want to tell you what, we're just going to love her word. She come all the way from New Jersey. Her name is Miss Sonia, and Miss Sonia's got a beautiful word for us tonight. And we're going to hear that word, but before we go, we're going to and give it all to her because we're waiting for that. But we want to say one thing. We just want to thank her for being here. We want to thank the Lord for sending her here. We're going to thank her right now. Thank the Lord for the words she has come out of her mouth, or Jesus' word. And, y'all, we're praying right now that your hearts are softened to receive what she has to say. Because some mighty words she has for you. Mighty, mighty words from Jesus. So we want you to hear and receive their words. And so we're just right now going to turn it over to her and let her just give you that word that she has for you. That Jesus has said, this is what I want you to say. I want you to go tell my people this, and she's going to say it tonight. The Holy Spirit is here. God is guiding her. Her spirit man is telling her what to say. And she's had a word for you that you're never going to forget. So just get ready. Just get ready. Just get ready because it's coming. Because Jesus is coming. And he's coming soon. So you need to hear what he has for you tonight. Because you never know. It could even be tonight he comes. You don't know when he's coming. So don't try to figure it out. Just sit there and receive it and be ready. And the rest of your days on this earth until he does come are going to be glorious. 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 So, Father God, we just want to thank you right now for Sister Sonia, what she has for you. Father God, we want to thank you so much for the time that we're having right now for you and for the people that are out there hearing, Father God, that the time that they have to hear right now, and they can accept you, Lord Jesus, as their Savior. We're just praying right now that they just right now come to you right now and say, Father, take me. I'm yours. And, Father God, we're going to turn this over to Sister Sonia. We're going to let her just share that word that you have for her, for they can receive what she has. But God is saying, tell my people. Tell my people. Says, go, Mark 16:17 says, go out to all the world and all creation and tell them about me. And so she's going to tell them about you right now, Father, who's prayed for his hearts to be open. In Jesus' mighty name, we all come together and we say,
amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, Sister Sonia, it's all yours. It's hallelujah. Praise God.
Of God, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone that believes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Romans 10, and it is in 13 says, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We thank God for that includes me and you today. And Mark 16:15. Go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. Jesus told his disciples to go into all the world. Telling everyone that Jesus paid the penalty for sin. And that those who believe in him can be forgiven and live eternally with God. That's the good news. Grace is the basis for salvation. Under all circumstances, the only way to salvation is by grace.
That's it.
And we thank God for that.
Amen.
Thank God that we don't have to work for it, that we don't have to read the whole Bible, that we don't have to do these works because we miss it.
Amen.
We thank God for his grace. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, amen, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him not perish but have everlasting life. The verse reveals the heart and the purpose of God. God's love is wide and is able to embrace all the world. Amen. God gave his son as an offering for sin on the cross. And the atonement proceeds from the loving heart of God. This is all of God. And it was not something forced upon him. It was something God wanted to do. Thank God. The belief includes three main elements: a sure conviction that Jesus Christ was God's son and the only Savior for lost humanity. Amen?
Amen.
Belief also includes a self-surrender and fellowship and obedience to Christ. According to Matthew 16:24, we can take a look at this. Matthew 16:24.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is love. Look at this again here, because we don't all have a good understanding. It's for all of us. We all good understanding of what it takes. It's something that we can do tonight. Matthew 16:24 says that then Jesus said unto his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. That's the self-surrendering fellowship and obedience to Christ. Thirdly, belief includes a fully assured trust in Christ.
Amen.
That he is both able and willing to bring you to final salvation and fellowship with God in heaven. I want to go back for a minute to John 3:16. And I want to look at one word, and that's perish. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Perish points to the reality of eternal punishment, perish. And it, you don't have to make that choice tonight to perish. You can make a choice to live.
Amen.
Eternal life. That's not what God wants for us. He loves us so much that he gave the ultimate plan to reconcile us with
him.
But perish is the reality of eternal punishment, which is the result of living worldly and dying without Christ. Everlasting life is the gift God bestows upon us when we are born again. Everlasting life is a divine type of life, a life that frees us from what is merely earthly and for us to know God.
Yes.
And we praise him for that. We thank God for everlasting life. And it's what Jesus promised us in Luke 10:10. It says that he came to give us life and life more abundantly. But the enemy has come to give us the steal and kill and destroy.
Yes.
We don't have to stay on the side. We can come over to the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. And he is the life. He gave us that way. And he's the truth of the matter. And he is the life that we need. The everlasting life. Amen?
Amen.
So, I'm going to leave us with one thing tonight. If you think about it right now, if you die right now, and you don't know when you go to heaven or hell, you can choose life from them. And that's a choice that God has always asked us to choose. He set before us life and death, blessings and curses. And he gives, he even left a seat on the bed if they choose life.
Yes.
So, if you think there's any chance that you would go to hell, you can turn that situation around tonight.
Amen.
Woo! And we've been talking about it all night long. Evangelist Allen has been talking about it all night long. Folks, and Dr. Hunter have talked about this word all night long.
All night long.
We don't have to choose death.
That's right.
We got a choice if we got breath in our body right now to make the right choice. And when you make this choice, you're not losing on anything. You're gaining. You're gaining everlasting life. That is the best thing for the outcome. Life eternal. Death eternal is a wrong choice. And Sandy brought it down tonight. She said, you know what? If you choose hell, this is the best you're going to do.
Yep.
And it's the truth. And if you choose life, this is the worst you're going to do. I praise God for that. So this word went right along with what was being said. It's the Spirit of God that brought things together like that. No, but this is good, and I praise the Lord for it, and I hope that it draws some understanding to those of you that listen. You only need to believe. That's what sets you in line to receive the glory of God, if you will believe. And that everybody has that sin tonight. It's not about your economic status. It's not about your gender. It's not about your religion. Because it's about you believing that Jesus is the Son of God and that He is born and that He died for our sins on the cross, past, present, and future. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank God for it. And Jesus is the light of the world.
Amen.
It says in John 8:12, He said, I am the light of God.
I am.
He that follows me shall not walk in darkness. Aren't you tired of being in the dark? You don't have to be in the dark anymore. Amen. And you know what He said about us? That I made that choice to make Jesus the Lord, that we are the light of the world.
Right.
You can't have it. There's no something different about it. And it'll change everything in your life. Make that choice tonight in Jesus' name.
Woo.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Sarah. You want to lead them to the prayer of salvation? Any of them that need it? Tonight on the radio? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Truly, this is a wonderful time that we have to encourage you in the Lord to point us to the road of salvation. It's given to all of us in Romans 10:9. The word of God is coming out of Romans 10:9. The word says, but it says, and if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the mouth, but with the heart, one believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. It's important. That's it right there. The most important decision that you make today at this time, at this second, is here when you make the choice to choose Jesus. Jesus has said in the Old Testament, says, today I say before you, life or death. You choose. The road of Romans, the road of salvation, the road to your salvation, your eternal salvation is found only in this decision right here. It's up in the Bible. That if you just confess with your mouth, you have to say something and say, Lord, I am a sinner. You have to recognize that where you are right now, if you were to die today, where would you be? And if you haven't made Jesus your Lord and Savior, you're on your way to hell. That's just it. You know, the thing is made so concisely and simple about it. If you don't make Jesus your Lord and Savior, this is the best that you're going to get. You can't go back to any sin. But if you make Jesus your Lord and salvation, everything that you have right now can never compare to what you can do. Yes. Hallelujah. I know he's in the building because I got them all over. Because this is the reason why you make Jesus your Lord and salvation, because
when you die or miss out life, somebody got to go through your stuff. And what's maybe important to you may not be important to them. And they're going through your stuff out of my business and say, no, who cares for stuff? Oh, that's fair. That's stuff on me, man. But you got to know that you know that you know that you know. You got to know a Savior named Jesus. If you know our Savior named Jesus, you all the way to glory. And never like glory. Ain't nothing like Jesus that is all power that you never ever dreamed of. It's nothing like the weather just being so perfect and calm. You can run all day and never sin. You can walk on here and never get weary. And inside, and then the word of God says there won't be no more ocean, but all of that rain. And there's a river coming from the throne of God, the river of life. And in the midst of that river, there are trees that bear 12 manner of fruit every day. And that one tree, the Bible says, that one tree that's the peace of it is good for the healing of the nation. I'm telling you, friends, brothers, my father, my sister, this is the reason why we live according to the Bible. Because the Bible is right. Everything that you see going on right now, the Bible talks about it. Everything you see that's happening in the church, the Bible talks about it. This is the reason why you have to understand. The road of salvation is coming to you. You're heading to a crossroads right now. You're at a crossroads. Either you're going to choose the right from life, or you're going to stay in the death and choose death. Amen. And the death that you choose, you have no idea what you're talking about. You may be the richest man in your country. You may be the richest man in your surroundings. But guess what? That riches means nothing. You may be on the corner, your choice can be. But the crossroads is still set for the rich and to the poor. It's set for you. You have to make it up in your mind right now what you're going to do. Choose life on the right. Don't choose death. I have a picture of Jesus coming down in the cloud, and he's welcoming the ones on the right. And his left hand is like this here on the left. For all those that go on to damnation, his left hand is like this here. I receive you now. But that picture has preachers, prostitutes, clergymen, congressmen, people. They have them all down on the left side. When Jesus has his hand just like that. And for the ones that's on the right, he has an open hand to them. You see children, clergy, you see the poor, you see all of those that have shown Jesus, and he said, come. And over there, he has his hand this way. You don't want Jesus to throw your hand this way on you. He said, it's hard for me because I know you not. You choose life today. All you have to do, as I told you, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. This is where it starts, right here in the morning. It doesn't matter how much you have done. You said, I'm going to be saved and I'll repent and I'll fail. This is just the gift. God is working through the song. He said, we fall down,
we get up.
But we get up. That's a person. Because the Bible says that faith is nothing but a sinner is nothing but a Christian who fell there. Yeah. And he got up.
Right.
We not say it slow.
You don't know what to do. You think, well, you've done it so bad. If
because Jesus will forgive you. He will send you on a journey that you cannot even imagine. You will take your testimony and you will tell it to others. You will go out and tell everyone what he's done to you, because he will do the same for them he's done for you. He's done the same for you that he always done for you, do for you. We are all sinners. Woo! We are all, you hear what I said? All. A-L-L. We are all sinners. And like Pastor Kevin said, you have to go down, get down, back up. And I'll tell you what, that's the best way to be when you're coming back up. Because you get to see, and you don't want to go down there no more. And all you want to do is keep going up. And you'll keep going up. And you'll keep going up. And you'll go up to eternity one day and be there forever. Forever. Woo! Woo!
I don't know about you, but I'm getting on that
spirit ride, and I'm going straight to heaven when I die, when I leave here. And I tell you what, I want you all there. So, Father, just save them. Father, just let them know that you are God. You're mightier than anything. Father God, we just pray so much that they can see that you are the way, the only way. The only way to life. True life. True life, I say. True life. Because what you have right now is nothing. Nothing compared to what you're going to have. You're going with the Lord Jesus. But if you're going to hell, let me tell you what is the best. Is. You think it's bad right now? It ain't nothing what it's going to be like. It's going to be so bad, you're going like, woo! I want to stay on earth. You think it's bad here? You'll be wanting to stay in this mess you're in because it's so much worse than hell. Woo! It's so much worse than hell. Yeah. So I'm going, woo! So Father, we just thank you. We thank you for saving us and loving us so much. Woo! We thank you. We thank you, Father. Woo! Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory for everything we do. We give you glory for everything. Everything we do or have is from you anyway. We need to give up our stuff. Let our stuff die and get him in us. Our own stuff to die and fill it with him. And then you will go forward and soar bigger than we ever soared in your entire life. And this is going to be nothing compared to what you're going to have. But you go to heaven, it's going to be so, I can't even tell you. So unbelievable. So amazing. And I just want you to know that we all love you.
Yes.
We all love you. That's why we're trying so hard for you to see the right way to go. But remember how much we say we love you? Even more.
Yes.
Even more. He gave his son for you. He gave his son for you. He gave his son for you. So show him your thanksgiving, your thankfulness to him. Give him your heart. That's all he wants. True, believing heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo! So we have come together tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have prayed that many people tonight have fell on their knees and come to Jesus. Oh, I just pray. You seek him and his word all the time. Be a light to him. Wherever you go. I tell you what, let me say, Senior, here's my say, I don't want they have, but I want someone. Let me just fill up with the Spirit and fill with Jesus. There's nothing any better than being the person you walk around, but I want some of that. I want some of that. It won't cost you nothing. It's free for the asking. He will take you down a road you've never been on.
Amen.
And there'll be no looking back. But Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for the journey you have for each and every one of us. We all know we might have different roads to go on down here, but the end is all the same. It's coming to you, Father God. It's leading all to you. And Father, we thank you for that. So I just pray we all can come together as one body. Get Satan. Put him where he needs to be in a fight that can help everyone. Awaken. I want you to listen.
Would you listen to this story? Because it's so true. This guy that lives in San Francisco. And like everyone, he was a child one time in his life. He went to school. You know, and he wasn't the most popular. He wasn't the best looking. He was kind of bullied around. He wasn't treated good all the time. But he was really nice. He didn't say anything much. He played with kids, hoping that people want to play with him. And so he kind of shunned him and bullied him. But if he didn't look as pretty as they did, whatever. He didn't have enough money like the rest of them did. His clothes wasn't as pretty as the rest of them. But I want to tell you something. He went through his whole life like that. You know, people kind of bullying him. But you know what? What people are treated bad. And I know somebody listening is going to hear this. Somebody listening right now needs to hear this. Because when you're a child and you're treated bad, all of a sudden you become an introvert. That means you don't want to associate with people. Because you kind of go back and you have to retract from people because you've been treated bad for so long. But I'm here to tell you that God can break that cycle for you. I'm going to tell you, his whole life he did that. Even when he was a senior in high school, he was too scared to ask a girl to the prom because he'd been treated so bad for 12 years in school. They didn't even go to his own prom. You know, nobody was kind to him. Kindness. Did you hear me? Kindness. They weren't even kind to him. You know, when you walk down the street, you see somebody, you think somebody's going to smile at you. That's kindness. Smile. So he went on to college, same thing as an introvert, big introvert. But let me tell you what, his IQ was really big, you know, and high, because you know what? He had so much time on his hands. All he could do was study because nobody else wanted. He didn't go to the sorority clubs, he didn't, you know, the parties, or nowhere or anywhere because nobody wanted him. He was just a little different. He was a good person, but he just didn't fit in anymore. He had been treated bad so long in his life, he didn't fit in anywhere in his life. But there is a place that he could fit in, but he didn't think it was on this earth. And sometimes we think it's the earth that we need to fit in somewhere. I mean, he's got this great job making a lot of money in San Francisco. And, you know, when everybody has a little bit of break, they all go to the coffee pot and get a cup of coffee and say, hey, how you doing? Hi, how are you doing? And stuff. But when he would walk up, everybody would be quiet. And he would look at him. Or they'd walk off. And he just finally, after years of that, he's in his early 30s, he says, I can't do this no more. I've been abused my whole life. Maybe not by my fist. Because abuse is not always by hitting. He was abused because people weren't kind to him. Weren't kind to him. But he said, this is it. I don't want to live no more. Is anybody out there here that they don't want to live no more, to give up hope or some more hope? But he says, this is it. So he goes home from work that day and he sits down at the table. And he writes a letter to his family. So he finished the letter and he left it there. And there's only one place they felt peaceful. It's by the Golden Gate Bridge. And he lived downtown, close to Pier 39, if anybody's ever been there. And it's about 3 hours, I mean, it's about a 3 mile walk. He says, I'm going to walk my last time through the piers where all the tourists are. See this pier that he loves so much in the water. But he's going to walk the place that he feels peaceful at the end of life. He leaves his place and goes down to all the people. And if you've ever been there, there's thousands of people all over here all the time. All the time. They walk down up amongst them everywhere. Everywhere there's people everywhere. And he kept walking off through them. And he finally got over to the Golden Gate Bridge and went to the spot that was his safe spot. But that's the only place. When he felt so bad every day, when he felt bad from work or whatever, even as a kid he'd go there, he felt that was his place he could go to feel peace. But he felt so torn, but he was treated so bad. So here he walks on his last 3 miles, and he gets to his spot. And you know what happened then? Do you know what happened then? He jumped. He jumped in the water off the Golden Gate Bridge, the place that he felt the most safe. And you know what happened then? You know what happened then? He died. Did you hear me? He jumped and he died. Wow. Most people that want to kill themselves do die, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, remember I told you he wrote a letter and laid it on his table. And when somebody dies, the family goes through and gets their stuff. And he had the address to the family set on the kitchen table. So when they went and got his stuff, they seen it and they got the letter. You know what was in that letter? I know that if you're reading this letter, I died. I jumped. I thought about it for a long time, but I never had the guts to do it. So if you're reading this, I jumped. I'm so tired of living my life, feeling so alone. I seek people to be nice to me, and they won't, they're not nice to me. So on my last journey of my 3 miles before I walk to my ending of my life, I'm going to give human beings one more chance. So I'm going to walk down through the piers where there's thousands and thousands of tourists, hoping that somebody would be just kind to me, some sort of a gesture to me by a smile, by how you doing, or acknowledging that I'm alive. Acknowledging that he's alive. So he's been so ignored, he's always walking around dead by himself. But if one person, just one person, smiles at me or acknowledges me that I'm a living person, I won't jump. So if you read this, I won't take my 3 miles around thousands of people, and not one person was kind. Kind to me. That's all he wanted. So see how your kindness can change somebody's life? You never knew where they are or what they're doing, what's going on. It's kind of sad to think a young 30-year-old man jumped and died because of the lack of kindness in the world. He put himself where there's thousands of people and not one person acknowledged him. We are so caught up in ourselves that we don't see what's around us. So I right now challenge anyone listening to this, this week, go out and be kind. Make a difference. Do something different. You see somebody by themselves over there, go by and say hello. You know, there's another guy was on the subway in New York City. He was sitting down on the subway. He was sitting there and he had two kids. And the kids are small. And they were acting, you know, like really just high on sugar, just running back and forth, doing everything, and the man sat there. If you've ever been on a subway in New York City, you know they're crowded. People were looking at the man. And finally, this man said to him, aren't you going to do something about your kids? And he goes, what, what? He was kind of trying. He goes, aren't you going to do something about your kids? Do you see him running up and down? He's doing all this, making all this noise, and stop setting still? He says, I'm sorry, we just left the hospital, and their mother just died. I'm sorry. Now, let me just tell you something. See, he was judging what was going on. Sometimes we don't know what people are going through. We don't know what they're going through, so why don't we try to be kind to find out? If you're really a Christian, you care about people, and like Jesus wants to care about people, and we're going to chime in for you, you would say, hey, can I help you with your kids here? Or, you know, something nice like that instead of jumping all over him. Because you know what? You never know. It could be you going through that. It could be you. It could be your brother, your mother, your sister. You don't know. So all I say is think before you speak because words are life or death. When you say something, you can't take it back because the pain and the hurt is already there. But kindness and love conquers so much. So I vote for love and kindness, and I hope that you do. But now look for that person now. I challenge you to look for one person by themselves. Go ask them what's going on. Hey, you need a drink? Are you okay? Maybe they just need a smile like the guy did before he jumped off the bridge. We don't know. We don't walk in their shoes. But we can walk to them and see if we can't help them. So I asked you, what would Jesus do? I said, what would Jesus do? Jesus wanted to show kindness and love. So pick one person. Show them kindness and love this week. And just let the angels rejoice as you're doing something different. Get outside your box and do something different. God put it on my heart to tell you, well, I told you, you know what? It could be you. We'll always think about it. Anything you do in life, it was turned around, it was you. Don't judge or you will be judged. Forgive or you will not be forgiven. Choice is yours.
Amen. 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 Well, we just want to say goodnight to God has done for us and through us. I'm a wonderful thing to say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What God has done through us and for us is us putting on a new pair of socks and a new pair of shoes. Because the walk of that thing, every step, as it was said earlier, became his will. When you listen to release your will, it takes power, it takes light. It goes plain there. But if you take that word of Jesus Christ, it should understand and speak the word. The word will come to you back. Like God said, my word will not come back to me before. God is calling all of us. And I don't deny at this radio, I think it's in radio space, to believe that those who are called of us together, you are the umbrella of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost will teach us and show us what we do. As we sit here tonight believing what God has and is doing, God is a great God. He's an awesome God. One thing I've come to love about God is when Jesus said, but when God so long, so we take that word so. So whatever was, God loves us. So whatever happened, God loves him. So God so loved the world. He knew that mankind was in a bad, bad state. But he was winning that God had said. See, God, our God, who said it in Jeremiah 29:11. God said, I know the plans you have to do. The plans you have, they're not easy. See, but God has for everybody, and this Son of Jesus, and this one, and the whole thing. God has a plan. Your plan has to become God's plan, because God's plan is a righteous plan. When you read the book of the study, I think it's the second chapter, he said, God is a brother, is a muscle who trusts in him. He's assured he's right, the right thing. And so he said, he said, no, I cannot be. There are not different calls. God is so good. But you know, as I read the book of Isaiah, and I was the one of them, God said, hey, man, if you be willing and obedient, I will let you eat. I will let you eat. What is my money? Whatever you want to eat, of righteousness. You can eat the fruit of the land. If you live in the time now where our land needs feeding. And the land is the Bible we live in. The Bible is that it's nothing but earth. It's alive. Every time we think of shallow, we can move and mold it up. Not on how far it does, but it's a mystery. Not say this is the old, but listen tonight. To understand what God was saying. See, the fire of the Holy Ghost. Mark came down to put them because the fire is so important. Fire burns not in me. Fire burns in me. It burns not. And when the Holy Ghost comes in, hallelujah. 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 And when the fire burns all of us, whatever you've done, my brother don't say no. Say, Lord, let the fire cleanse me. Let the fire burn. Let the fire hold. Let the light make your fire perform. Hallelujah. And see, when you read the book of your biblical scholar, you understand that Jesus said, he said, when I looked and saw, he said, it was fire. When I looked up, it was fire. fire up and fire down. That's how Adam was able to walk in the presence of God. And today, I always go back and say, well, Adam, if we ever get to see you when I get back to that one, because Adam was moving, just saying, what were you thinking? He said, bless you, my friend, and bless my father. Because he knew he was asking and longing for that old time, but it was a planned time. God's plan was so different. He don't have no fault, no right. See right now, the devil is saying to people, don't be more busy what they did tonight. This is just the one to talk about. Guess what I'm talking about? What do we do, Jesus, I'm talking about? Don't miss it. Look, he's here. See, the devil wants to talk to you. He wants to infiltrate your seeing process. But if you let your thoughts be on you, let these thoughts be on you, let this mind that was in Christ to be also. Let that righteous mind, a pure mind, a holy mind, and let God speak to all of us. See, I know that God is going to raise you or something. I've been sitting here praying and talking about what is he said, the best. The best. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is whatever you want. The best. And you know, I'm not having enough phone for you. I love your phone for you. Somebody called me. See, the best is going to be in the middle of a piece of kernel that's been grinded. Together, but when you leave, and the more you put God in the world, the more you say, man, this is good to be. See, I come to collect your table, Father, and I said to Jesus, don't be afraid to come to the Father's table. He said, go out and get some. He said, go get some. He said, there's room at my table. There's room at the table of Jesus. And don't be all up and up. Well, I've got so much education. I live over here and we don't do this. And the pastor, and stop lying on some of them. Lie on some of them. I'm going to be lying on them. He's never going to lie. He's like the devil. You're not going to be. You're going to lie your way out. Lie your way in. Lie your way. Lie your way out and through. But you'll get caught. As Evan Kevin has said, the more you trust in God, the more God that you trust in Him. See, don't try to think you can control God because you can't. No. See, he talking to a man in the head. I don't know what to do. Because I got the time when we were, you know, when they do the test on the environment, melancholy, or whatever it is, I had to ask God. And every time they gave me the test, I scored a perfect score. And I told somebody, I said, I see no problem with you. Then that's what I want to say. You can't tell God. But that's not when they test you, we go, that's wow. I have to come back to the teaching and say, look, forgive me, because God said, you going to do what I'm doing? I didn't know. I said, forgive me, Father. In my own name, forgive me. And God said, and you know, it's been a blessing. We get good enough. Here we sit at 45, 17, Lord, I have to go to the text and the leadership of Pastor Dr. Love you. Anyway, it's been a blessing to me. It's been a blessing. And what I've seen tonight is what God has done. And God has put my faith right in action. And a lot of people say that I wasn't listening to people, I was obeying God. And I got proof. Because of the coming back. They always say, you got to prepare, you got to get it in, and then you got to put it in. So we presented a program to people, but I want you to know that more to come. So the last thing we do, we thank God, and as we set the radio down tonight, but we still believe in and trust in God for every new hour. Somebody that needs to know us, and somebody that wants to and see you love us. And we want to let you know we love you. We love you. We love you.
Amen.
And in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we will see you tomorrow night. God bless you, and peace be with you.
In my pocket. Thank you. Okay, Sammy, I'll talk with you.